Thank you for calling customer support. Nigeria speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the Prime Fitness watch. I had ordered one of them and somehow I ended up getting two of them plus charged for extra straps. I really feel like I've been used here.
What's that
Would you
zip
like
code?
the order numbers?
Zip code.
80538.
First and last name.
Dale Edgington. That's Edgington.
Verify shipping address.
6453 Lake Ward Drive, Loveland, Colorado.
Yes, now it does show that you paid $7.97 for the smart fitness tracker, $19.98 for the replacement colored straps. And you got
How
another
come I've
smart
got
fitness
two
tracker.
Invoices for $60-some each?
Yes, and you paid $6.97 for another smart fitness tracker and $19.95 for the lifetime warranty and the watch, which is $19.95. And after your 14-day trial was up, you didn't call any council, so you was billed the full price for the old smart fitness tracker, $69.87 and $64.87.
Why am I being charged twice? It was supposed to be one bill of around $69, not two.
You ordered two smart fitness trackers.
No, you forced me to order two because when the order came in, it had all this extra stuff and there was no way to delete it.
Okay, I didn't force anyone. Did the website force you?
What?
You said the website force you?
The website wouldn't allow me to delete those extra items. I didn't want two of these things. I only wanted one, and I didn't need any extra straps, so I feel really ripped off.
Did you call any council? Did you call any council when that happened?
No, because I didn't realize I was going to get two different bills, one for $64.87 and the other for $69.87.
Did you read the terms and conditions on the website?
I don't give a damn about that.
Yes,
your website was very deceptive.
Okay, yes. Well, most people do read the terms and conditions on the website.
Yeah, is that your excuse for this order? This is a total ripoff. Your website made me order two, plus straps, plus all this other crap that I didn't want.
Well, you could have simply just called in and canceled before your 14-day trial was up. Stayed on the terms.
Well, I think my 14-day trial isn't up yet.
Yes, it was up. That's why they billed you the full price.
So there's nothing you can do about returning this stuff?
No, it doesn't show you called in and spoke to someone before and told them to cancel out your account.
Okay, I am really going to get with the Better Business Bureau on this because this is crap. You guys had no right to force me to order two of them. I didn't want to. I wanted one, but there was no way to cancel.
All right, let me speak with my supervisor, see what she can do for you, Dan.
Hello?
Yes, since you wasn't aware of the terms and conditions, my supervisor said she can't go ahead and offer you a 35% refund.
Say that again?
Since you wasn't aware of the terms and conditions, my supervisor said she can't offer you a 35% refund.
can or cannot?
She can.
Okay.
And it should show on your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Are you saying you can offer me a refund or you cannot?
I can offer you a 35% refund, and it should go on your account within 3 to 5 business days, the refund.
You're going to give me a 35% refund?
Yes. My supervisor says she can't offer you that, yes.
I'm going to live and learn on this one because this is a total ripoff.